Thanks for tuning in to the Life in the Front Office podcast presented by Suja Organic, where we inspire, educate, and provide advice and insights around those who are in the sports business and entertainment industry. Please follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram at Life in the Front Office. And don't forget to follow and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Lastly, get your 15% off Suja at sujaorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O. And enjoy today's episode. Welcome to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office podcast presented by Suja Organic. Excited for our Clubhouse episode for Industry Insights. Here with our guest, Matt Norby, Managing Director of Communications at NASCAR. We're going to get into his background, his experience, what it's like to be in the world of communications nowadays. That term can get a little fuzzy depending on what you're talking about. And so we'll dive into the media world and everything else around it. Nonetheless, Matt, welcome.
Jake, really appreciate you having me and excited to talk to you about this one.
Absolutely. So you're a baseball guy at heart. I'm a baseball guy at heart. You know, we'll get into kind of where you started. And then you've been at NASCAR for, you know, a decade plus. And so as you think about, you know, your career path and where you started, did you ever think you'd have the experience that you've had so far when you first started out in the industry?
That's a great question. The short answer would be no. You know, it's communications was not my major. Journalism was not my major. And certainly when you think about, you know, what you do in college and then where your career ends up. And I know, you know, thinking back to college, you got a lot of stats about how you would change jobs, you know, 5 to 7 times, and they can be completely different, and you never know where you're gonna end up and what chapter of life you're gonna be at any point in time. But you know, I'm really fortunate. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with some really great people in sports, some really great organizations. To your point, baseball guy at heart, grew up playing it, played through college. When I knew I wasn't good enough to keep playing, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna work in it now. You know, like, and that was my goal. And my goal was to work in Major League Baseball, which I got to, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later. But you know, here at NASCAR, you also mentioned decade plus. This is my 13th season, the start of my 13th season, which is just insane. You know, I'd be lying if I said that I thought I'd be working in NASCAR one, but then that I'd be here for 13 years. But it's such a great organization. The environment here, the people that work here, sort of the family oriented atmosphere around here. It definitely is a place that is fantastic to work for and work with. And it's a privilege to sort of be a part of everything that's happening with our sport in particular over the last, you know, 3-4 years. So, again, no, did not anticipate I would be here, but really, really glad and fortunate that I am.
And from a communications perspective, just to give the listeners an insight into what does communications mean, right? Like you get into the ticketing and partnerships and broadcasting and other areas, and it's like, okay, I think I know what you do. And then communications is so broad nowadays with social media, digital media, streaming, right? Like you start going down the list. What does that all entail? And for someone listening going, you know, what career paths exist within this space too? What does that look like?
It is very broad. From a communication standpoint, that is very true. You know, what I would say is at the end of the day, our job as communicators, as the communications departments is to really, you know, sort of evangelize the narrative of your sport, your team, your company, where you're headed, right? It's our job to get that word out and to educate people about our sport, to get people interested in our sport or our team. You know, obviously you guys, a tremendous run last year to the World Series, and just being able to storytell around some of your amazing players and some of your up and coming guys, whether it was Corbin Carroll or others, and just be able to make people aware of who those players are, create that affinity. You know, it's the same thing on our end in any other sport. You know, we have to continue to tell the story about where we're headed. You know, obviously, like every sport and a lot of different companies, whether it's sports or not, we're looking to grow, right? Whether it's within the United States or internationally. And that involves growing the fan base, getting younger fans, more diverse fans interested in our sport. And, you know, with NASCAR, it's sort of been, it's had that sort of persona that it's this, you know, Southeastern niche sport. And that's not the case. You know, we want to make sure that people understand what NASCAR is, and who we are, and who the drivers are, and who the pit crew members are, and who works, you know, who works in the sport. And we have to continue to tell that story. And so to me, like I said, it's all about that narrative, and getting that word out, telling that story about why people should be interested, why they should come out and check it out. So I think that's number one. And then, you know, obviously the other one is trying to help shape what that narrative looks like internally and externally. You know, we're ambassadors of our sport, of our company. Everybody is, but we're sort of on those front lines in terms of shaping that messaging and sort of driving that forward through that storytelling. So I think those two go hand in hand.
Yeah. Explain the difference between the internal communications side and then the external communication side, right? Because like when I worked at the PGA Tour, right, we have Dave Cordero, awesome guy. He managed all the internal comms, right? And so when someone's got a role like that, you're maybe not necessarily the external facing, but you've got to know everything going on internally at the organization, how to communicate, you know, via different mediums and stuff like that. What's the biggest difference there?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know if it's as much a difference as it's sort of, it's sort of how you do it, I guess, right? So it's really important. You can't tell your story externally, you know, as an aligned message, unless everybody internally is aligned on that message as well, right? Because like I said, everybody who works for your particular organization is an ambassador of that organization or that sport or that team. And if you don't have alignment internally on what we're talking about on topic X and topic Y and topic Z, then when you're out in the marketplace, there's sort of that mixed message, right? And so you just have to, it's all about making sure everybody internally is aligned. And as you know, and others know, it's a fast paced world. There's a lot going on with different organizations, particularly internally. So, you know, it's just making sure you're up on the wheel and making sure that alignment maintains consistently throughout a season, throughout a year. So you're able to tell that story and everybody's able to tell it, whether you're in communications or marketing or HR or finance. If everybody's aware of what that messaging looks like and knows what that narrative is, then you're in a really good spot.
What's the biggest, and we'll get back to the careers part, but because I know I gave you a loaded question, but what is the biggest difference being at a league where there's the messaging of the league, right, and how you're trying to grow and grow the fan base, and then you've got the individual drivers themselves, right, similar to golf in a way, right, where they're all kind of their own team. I know there's larger teams that have multiple drivers, right, but what's the balance between promoting and storytelling around the drivers versus the league itself?
It's, you know, it's a little bit of both, right? You have to drive forward sort of obviously our narrative and where the sport is headed and what we're doing from a racetrack to racetrack perspective, from business initiatives. In terms of the drivers, to your point, you know, there's you have to be able to get them out and allow people to see sort of that personal side of them, other than what they see on the racetrack. You know, you have the drivers in their helmets and inside cars. And so there's not a lot of that sort of visible element that you might get in other sports. And so we have to make sure that we're doing that as much as we can. And the good news is our drivers are really good about, you know, helping us. And when we bring opportunities to them, you know, taking advantage of them and leveraging those opportunities to help tell their own stories. Because if we're able to tell their stories and people create that affinity with those drivers, become fans, they then become fans of the sport, right? They are, like any sport, your drivers, your players, they're the biggest asset in helping to create that awareness and to drive fandom. And we have a really great group of drivers, pit crew members for that matter, who are willing to do those types of things and help tell their story. And I think the latest example for those who maybe haven't seen, is our Netflix doc that just dropped about 3 or 3.5 weeks ago, called Full Speed. And it really gives people an inside look at some of the personalities in our sport that they would otherwise not have seen, which is really cool. You know, for fans of NASCAR who watch every week, they see something new that they haven't seen before. And then for people who maybe haven't seen the sport at all or haven't been interested in checking it out, if you tune into that, you're going to see some of the personality. You're going to see what goes into racing a car every week, and probably get an understanding and an appreciation. It's more than just drivers turning left and, you know, how we get to work every day in traffic. It is not that. That's for sure. It takes a different type of human being to be able to do what they do. And that sort of thing with the Netflix documentary helps tell that story, I think, you know, in a way that people who maybe aren't fans of the sport every day can understand.
Well, and from a fandom perspective, you know, you think about where you started on the team side, and hey, people are fans of the team because they live there or they're from right there. But from a NASCAR perspective, yeah, you've got tracks across the country, you've got races across the country, but you might be going because of a certain driver or a certain team or car group, whatever the case might be, not necessarily because you're from there or because, you know, obviously if you live there, it's proximity, it's a thing to do, it's an entertainment vehicle. But when you think about, you know, how do you create fans, it's more so the fandom of the individual personalities. If you think about similarities to golf and tennis and the other individualized sports in that sense, and who they follow, right? And being able to do that. As you think about how communications, and I say communications broadly, social media and digital media has evolved over the years, what's been the biggest thing that you've had to adapt to within the working world of just, again, managing everything that's out there, and there's just so much all the time and it's nonstop?
Yeah, it's a good question. And your point is right. You know, we're a sport much like the PGA Tour and tennis, where we travel week to week and we go to different racetracks. And so it's important for fans to, you know, have that driver that they have the passion for, that they want to come and see. And so being able to promote them and them creating sort of those relationships with fans is very important. You know, the good thing about NASCAR is, the other piece too is every track is unique. And I don't know that people realize that. And so whether you're going to Daytona, which is a super speedway, very, very different from going to Martinsville, which is a short track. You know, the cars, different driving strategies. And so depending on the type of fan you are, or the type of racing you like to see, there's also that component along with the driver, seeing the type of racing that you really, really like, there are different tracks. And so, you know, whether it's a road course or a short track or a super speedway. So that's another piece that we do try to leverage as well, particularly in those communities. You know, there's different styles of racing and that's fun to watch. But getting back to your second question about, you know, just sort of communication, how it's changed, it's very interesting from when I started, you know, in sports, particularly on the team side, and then moving over to the league side. It's, as you know, it's become so much more holistic, right? It's so important that communications is working in lockstep with the social media team and the digital marketing team and the digital team, in our case, NASCAR.com, and all the different brand marketing, all the different groups, because it takes more than just earned media and communication strategies to help drive your initiatives forward. And it's 24/7, you know, the cycle is nonstop, it's live. And the mediums in which you have to do it has changed drastically as well. I mean, TikTok, for example, right? Like that's where a younger, more diverse group of potential fans are. And so that strategy in terms of, you know, whether you're looking to reach your core fan, which might be more apt to be on Facebook, right? As opposed to that young fan that you want to capture, you probably need to be more focused on driving content specific to that group on TikTok, right? And reaching them where they are. You know, that's the biggest thing is reaching fans where they are. People aren't watching TV for 3+ hours anymore. They're multitasking. They're watching on second screens and third screens. I mean, I think, you know, even me, I'm sitting there, you know, watching a show with my wife, but I'm on my phone checking sports scores or, you know, following what's happening with the World Series or following what's happening with the Xfinity Series. So it's really important that we provide that content and we keep that content fresh in order to reach those new fans and reach them where they are.
As you think about the skill sets needed or experiences needed to get into the communication space, or if someone's listening going, okay, I'm in school, how do I get into the comm space? Or maybe they're in ticketing and they're already in the industry, but they're like, I want to do something different. What are the skill sets that are most important in the comm space, you know, now kind of going forward?
Well, I think one that probably has always been there and will continue to be a mainstay is the ability to write. You know, that is something that is very important. A lot of crafting of messaging, you know, writing press releases, those types of things that are very important. You know, storytelling, creating pitches, all those things. So the ability to write is huge. For me personally, you know, what I look for in somebody trying to get into to communications, and this may not be terribly different from other areas of the business, but you know, I really look for those intangibles. Somebody who is really willing to get after it, has a passion to continue to learn, continue to grow, you know, to put in the time, but have fun while we're doing it. I mean, we work in sports at the end of the day, right? It's supposed to be fun. We provide entertainment to people, sort of an escape for people, you know, from sort of that quote unquote weekday life, right? And I mean, it's a privilege. And so we want to have fun, but we also work hard. There's a lot going on. There are long seasons. You know, I've worked in baseball, you know very well. If you make a deep run in the playoffs, it's a long season. And so you got to be able to balance that. But you have to be able to get after it. So work ethic, and that passion to continue to grow, get better, you know, continue to learn, those are huge. You know, those are things you cannot teach. And you know, again, it seems sort of fundamental and like a no-brainer, but it truly is a difference maker. And the great news is, you know, our team here, it's full of those people, which is awesome. A tremendous team.
As you think about social media and where it's evolving and the consistent change in platforms and algorithms and all these different things, right, that you're constantly managing, how do you go about providing for your other constituents in the business, right, that are constantly needing help or needing things as well, and helping them educate on the space as it's evolving, right? Because people working in partnerships or ticketing or HR or anywhere else, like they're not on the pulse of everything going on in that communication space. How do you help educate people internally on what is happening?
I think it's a case by case basis. You know, I think like every business, you sort of have to prioritize. And you know, if something is brought to your desk about you know, whether it's a new partner or some different kind of announcement coming up, you know, we're a strategic partner internally. You know, and our job is to help flesh out the most optimal way to tell that story externally. And you know, sometimes it's a press release, sometimes it's a social media post, sometimes it's a video. You know, it all depends on what that announcement is, and it's our job to educate, you know, our internal partners on what that might look like and why that makes the most sense. And so to your point, things continue to evolve, and so it's important for us to work closely with obviously with our colleagues internally in the comm space, but others, you know, across digital and social media to make sure that we're up on the wheel on what's making an impact, using data and insights to see where different stories are resonating or different topics are resonating in order to for us to go tell similar stories from a NASCAR perspective. So yeah, it definitely is an educational thing, but it's also, you know, how do things sort of relate back to the KPIs that we're trying to drive? If it ladders up really well to KPIs, we're gonna really look to amplify as much as we can and really dig in. If it doesn't, you know, maybe not so much. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, how it resonates with the KPIs that we have put forth and how it ladders up to those, that's gonna be the key indicator on how much we're gonna do and how much we want to amplify that particular announcement.
Yeah, I think if I take anything from what you've been saying for the last 20 plus minutes, it's like you get communications is involved in so many different areas, let alone the fan development aspect, right? And how much you're actually responsible for the audience development, the storytelling, you know, the, if you want to call it marketing, right? Like that, like I think a lot of people confuse marketing and communications, and there's so many different terms and titles nowadays in our industry. It's like, well, who does what? But I mean, at the end of the day, right, you've mentioned it's storytelling and it's marketing, trying to drive, you know, continued audience growth and development, right, in different areas through different mediums.
Right.
And as you think about where, you know, as we start to wrap up, where is the media space going in terms of to your point about the audience development? Like, how are you continuously make sure that you're in touch with all of your different fans across, you know, again, everywhere, every which audience? How do you keep up on like, what's that new potential platform that might be coming out, or who's, you know, using what more? Like, what's your, as a sports business professional, like, how do you keep up on things?
I subscribe to a ton of newsletters, as one, I listen to a ton of podcasting, right? Just keeping up on the news itself, you know, whether it's Sports Business Journal or Sportico or Front Office Sports. Certainly we have our endemic media outlets, you know, and our partners, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, the Associated Press, you name it, right? And so, you know, one thing that was said to me a long time ago when I started at NASCAR, it was shop your own store, you know, air quotes. And what that means is making sure you're up on the wheel. And I've said that a lot, being up on the wheel, but you have to be, right? Because everything's moving so fast and evolving so quickly, up on the wheel on what's happening in your own world. But then to your point, like, what's the next thing? And so being able to stay up to date on those things through, you know, the news that you're seeing across the different leagues, the different sports, different teams, right? And how teams and leagues are leveraging different, you know, trending and emerging technologies, for example. And I think it goes beyond communications. You know, you have to do that. You have to do that from a company perspective, company-wide, industry-wide perspective. And so, you know, you couple that. I talked about analytics and insights, or data and insights. You have to take a look at that too, and just see where things are resonating. You know, where people are reading about your sport, where they're watching. You know, what storylines are actually creating a connection with fans, and utilizing some of those measurement tools. And we have a tremendous analytics and insights team here internally that does all those things and works with all the business units and sort of helps inform what we're doing and showing us numbers and talking about numbers and where the trends are. And so I think it's sort of a combination of all those things to be sure that you're staying really, really current on what's relevant and what's driving the sport forward.
Absolutely. All right, rapid fire, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, if you were to play a different sport in college other than baseball, what would it have been?
Soccer.
Soccer. Oh, nice. If there's a track you haven't been to yet that you've wanted to visit, to see a race, what is it?
I'm going to cop out a little bit here. I missed Chicago Street Race last year. I was slated to go. I missed for a great reason. My wife gave birth to our twin girls the week before, and so
nice.
I missed it. But I'm hoping I'm getting there this year.
Nice. If you were to drive a car, and you're thinking about, okay, I'm going to any track, you know, you mentioned, hey, there's all sorts of different tracks. Are you driving a short track? Like, what kind of track are you going to drive on?
I'm driving a road course for sure.
Road course. Nice. Okay. If you were to think about any other major in college, I know you mentioned you weren't journalism or communications. Is there another major in college you would have done looking back?
Wow. I don't think there would have been. I was a marketing major. And I think there's a lot of similarities in marketing with communications, and it's allowed me to think more broadly. So I probably would have stuck with that.
Nice. Okay. Last two. As you think about what position you played in baseball, is there a different position you would have liked to play
I would have loved to play shortstop, but I'm left-handed, so it was never on the table for me.
Oh, what were you? Outfielder?
I was an outfielder, yeah.
I see. Isn't that kind of weird that you just instinctually know? I did not, for the record, I did not know before this conversation. All right, last one for you, Matt. If as you think about the different places you've been around the country, different stadiums, all that stuff, is there one place that you haven't seen a sporting event that you have to go to?
Yeah, that for me is the Masters.
You're not far away.
It's not far. I have not been to Augusta. I would really love to do that. You know, there's something about the aura of Augusta in April that I would love to see. You know, if we're talking about sports outside of NASCAR and baseball, that would definitely be the one.
Yeah, definitely up there on my list as well. Matt, really appreciate all the insights, perspectives, advice around the communication space, your journey, your career path. Welcome on anytime, and appreciate you being on the Industry Insight Series with the Clubhouse.
Jake, I appreciate it. Had a great time, and happy to join whenever you'll have me back on. Appreciate it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to give a quick shout out to ScreenSkins, our presenting sponsor of the Teamwork Online webinar series, the number one branded screen protector that allows you to personalize your screen protector for custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. LIFO24 at screenskins.com at checkout for 20% off. Thanks, everyone.